Journal editors, doctors, and lawmakers are pressuring drug companies, as well as the government, to create a register of all human drug studies. The idea is to make it more difficult to hide studies that show unfavorable results. But merely listing the studies, even in a government database, will not be enough to protect patients from drug makers who manipulate results. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
When the results of a study are published in a medical journal, another important document often isn't. It's called a study protocol. It's a detailed roadmap of how the study will be carried out.
The design of a trial requires dozens of scientists, very expert in this, to meet and meet and meet and work and chew over this for months and months.
Drummond Rennie, a professor of medicine at the University of California at San Francisco, says the point is to keep bias from unintentionally creeping into the trial. But there's another way bias enters trials, when researchers manipulate results if they don't like them. Because protocols aren't public, there's no way to tell they've done that. Rennie says a dramatic example of such tampering surfaced a few years ago in a study that involved the anti-arthritis drug Celebrex.
16,000-17,000 Americans die yearly from the gastrointestinal complications of taking anti-inflammatory pills for arthritis. And so there's a huge search to find pills that are kinder to the stomach.
It looked as if the search could end in the year 2000, when the makers of Celebrex announced that in a large-scale study, their drug had been proven safer than the older and cheaper drugs, such as ibuprofen. The results of the study were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's one of medicine's most rigorous and prestigious journals. Then, in the year 2001, the Group Health Cooperative of Seattle stumbled upon the study's protocol. It had been put on the website of the Food and Drug Administration as part of a separate regulatory proceeding. Mark Mora is a physician at the cooperative.
We were stunned at the discrepancies between the published information and the information available on the FDA website.
The protocol showed that what actually happened in the study was quite different from the published account. The study tested the gastrointestinal effects of Celebrex and other drugs for 12 months. The published version reported favorable results at the six-month mark. But at 12 months, it turns out, the study had shown patients on Celebrex were just as likely to suffer problems as those who were given the older drugs. Scientists who reviewed the paper for publication accepted it, not knowing they were only looking at half the results. Drummond Rennie, who's also a deputy editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, says there wasn't anything the journal could have done to catch the discrepancies.
We don't take kindly to this sort of thing, but we're not cops. We're editors of a scientific clinical journal. Later publicity made the authors look pretty silly, but in the intervening period, sales of Celebrex zoomed.
Thanks in part to the journal's seal of approval. To prevent such situations in the future, experts such as Arnold Relman, formerly the executive editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, say companies should be required to not only list their trials, but to describe the protocols as well.
A publicly available database of clinical trials should include, in some sort of systematic, defined, regulated way, enough information about the protocol so that you can interpret what's going on.
A spokeswoman for the American Medical Association says the group's proposal for a trial registry doesn't include registration of protocols. The International Committee of Medical Journal Editors hasn't made a detailed public proposal yet. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.